Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Guests? Who needs guests? As I said before the news, I'll be going on vacation for the next 2 weeks after today's show. I'll be holing up in the Adirondacks, getting a little closer to nature than I can down here on Varick Street. So we'll do a handful of call-ins this hour, just you and me. About going to the Adirondacks, there's more to being green than taking mass transit, you know? Actually getting into some green places is so good for the soul. And funny enough, even as society is obsessed with becoming green in terms of our carbon footprint right now, statistics show that fewer and fewer Americans are using national parks or doing outdoor recreation at all. So if we're saving the earth, we might as well save it for something, right? Like for hiking and bike riding, like I'll be doing a lot of the next couple of weeks. So before I go, let's spend this hour doing a few quick call-ins on a few different things. You heard my list before the news, from the political to the ridiculous, and start thinking about your predictions that we'll do at the very end of the hour of what might happen that is truly weird while I'm away. As many of you know, it wouldn't be the first time. But call-in number one is political. When we go to the conventions later this summer, we'll be asking delegates a set of questions designed to develop a portrait of what politically involved Americans of both parties have on your minds, what you care about, what you think the country and the candidates and the media as this pivotal election approaches are all about. And I thought before we roll this out at the conventions, let's do it here with you all, our regular listeners. So we want some Obama supporters and some McCain supporters to call us up right now and tell us your number one reason for voting this year. I'll ask some other questions while you're here. But what is your number one reason for voting this year if you're a Democrat or a Republican? I wonder if they're different. We will save some lines for people leaning for Obama and some lines for people leaning toward McCain. Tell us your number one reason for voting this year, and then I'll ask you a few other questions that I think you'll find interesting while you're on. Call us right now, 646-778-3729. We'll save lines for Obama supporters and McCain supporters, and maybe one line for neither of the above. But 646-778-3729, 646-SPUDRAY, 646-778-3729, 646-778-3729, or 646-SPUDRAY. Again, the central question is, what's your number one reason for voting in the presidential elections this year? Call us right now, 646-SPUDRAY, and you can tell us very simply what your number one reason for voting is this year. Now, you don't have to overthink this. This can come from the gut. And I know what's going to happen because this is New York City. We're going to get overwhelmed with Obama supporters. So don't be offended when we tell some of you that we have to clear your line and wait for the McCain supporters. So McCain supporters, please do not feel shy. We know your candidate isn't going to win in our listening area, but we know you're out there too. So call and make your voice heard. And again, we will save some lines for Obama supporters and McCain supporters and a line for non-supporters of either. 646-SPUDRAY, 646-778-3729. What's your number one reason for voting this year? And let us start with Brad in Queens. As soon as I get my cursor over to his line. Hi, Brad. You're on WNYC.
How are you this morning?
Okay. And you?
Doing good, thanks.
So what's your number one reason for voting?
Well, I'm proud to say I've voted in every election I've been eligible for since I became a voting age. But in this particular election, I'm voting because we really do need change. I don't think that we can handle another 4 years of stay the course.
There's that word, change. What kind of change?
Positive,
what specific change?
Positive change. Positive, alternative energy, viable solutions. There's no reason why America at this point should not be leading the world in this industry.
So alternative energy was your number one reason for voting this year. Okay.
Offshore drilling is not the solution. And I wish McCain and his supporters would get that through their heads.
All right. So let me try some of my convention questions on you while you're here. Okay.
Sure.
Who'd you vote for in the primary?
Obama.
Do you feel better or worse about Obama today compared to primary day?
Worse. send a message out if his people are listening. Stop waffling and changing your message at this point, trying to reach the center. At this point, this election is going to be won based on people who want to change or don't want to change, and going to the center is not going to get you enough. It'll probably lose you more votes than it's going to get you, and net, you're going to be losing it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I appreciate your call. By the way, do you think, listeners, that the candidates are too much the same? The Takeaway had Ron Paul this morning. Did you hear that? Here's a little bit of what Ron Paul said to John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji about Obama and McCain.
I'm not a candidate. They're not going to be voting for me, but it is true that if they come to the same realization that there's no difference between the two candidates, then they might pick a third candidate or a fourth candidate and vote in another way, or they might not vote at all. But just to vote for one candidate over the other, and their foreign policy being essentially the same, and they don't care about monetary policy, and they're not talking about really having concern about these deficits and the financial situation we're in, I think that's a very worthy goal to call attention to the American people of how serious this is.
So anybody agree with Ron Paul? What's your number one reason for voting this year, 646 Spud Ray? And do you think the candidates are the same? I'm going to try Alex in Brooklyn on that one, because Alex is voting for neither, if I got it right. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I'm calling to say that I will vote for neither one. For several reasons. One is I'm a Democratic supporter of Hillary Clinton, and I will not do the bidding for the Democratic Party by sanctioning what they've done to Florida, Michigan, all this bad rap about Hillary Clinton not doing anything about the media. I'm sure the DCC could have done something. I don't really think that Obama needs my vote. And I don't think it's such a bad thing to have McCain, because we're pretty sure that Congress is going to be very squarely in a Democratic camp. So as far as Supreme Court people, not to worry too much. As far as many other things, I think the worst thing that will happen is we'll have some more gridlock, but the Democrats will get their way more than before, because I don't see McCain as being as stubborn and stupid as Mr. Bush.
So your number one reason for not voting is what the Democrats did to Florida and Michigan in the primaries?
Basically, generally speaking, what they did to Hillary, and I don't want to do the bidding for Hillary. What I will do is, following Obama's own personality, I will vote present.
Thank you for your call. Now, Alex said that the Supreme Court doesn't matter so much. I think Chris in Thompson Lake is going to disagree. Hi, Chris.
Hey there. How are you?
Good.
Yes, by all means, I disagree.
Your number one reason for voting that you told my screener is the Supreme Court?
Yes, the possible nomination of three Supreme Court justices. That's my number one reason, among many others.
And voting for who?
Obama.
Let me try some more of my convention questions on you here. Would you call yourself more partisan or less partisan than your parents?
Oh, far more partisan.
How come?
Well, here's the thing. My parents were Republicans. I grew up in a very Republican family my whole life. But the Republicans of my parents and my grandparents' generation are not the Republicans of today. And my parents were very laissez-faire, and they were not very politically minded at all. They just voted Republican because that's how they had always voted. So
if they were Republican, what made you a partisan Democrat originally?
Well, for one thing, as a gay man, the Republican Party is not very inclusive. So I really had to start thinking about my rights specifically, and then from there it led to my taking on the whole Democratic platform.
So here's another convention question we'll be asking. Do you think America is a great country?
Absolutely.
What makes America a great country?
Its diversity. I think it really is the only country in the world where you have such a diverse culture. And really, when you look at it on a daily basis, how well we all get along together. Certainly there's racism and homophobia and so forth. But when you really take a look at it on a daily basis, how well we all get along together, it's pretty amazing.
Thanks for calling us, Chris.
Okay,
we really appreciate it. Ugo in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Ugo, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're a McCain supporter.
Yes.
What's your number one reason for voting this year?
The Supreme Court.
So you and Chris are going to cancel each other out.
Exactly.
What is it that you're either for or against the Supreme Court doing that puts that so high up for you?
Well, I believe that McCain will put in mainstream people, such as an Alito and a, I wouldn't say a Tom.
Thomas, Clarence Thomas?
Yeah, Clarence Thomas, but along those lines.
Do you think Alito is more mainstream than Thomas? Is that why you made a distinction between those two?
Yes, like maybe Justice O'Connor, he might even put another woman, and I would say we'd be due for another woman. And remember, he did vote for Justice Ginsburg. He did prove her.
McCain did.
Yes, he did. So he does have a good overall mainstream philosophy.
Let me ask you the same question I just asked Chris. Do you think America is a great nation?
Absolutely.
What makes America great?
It's our ability to take all these various immigrants that we have here and give them the chance to succeed.
Thank you for calling us. I really appreciate it.
Jose
in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What's your number one reason for voting this year?
My number one reason for voting this year is because I've always voted since I was 18, and I believe if you want to complain, you have to vote. If you don't vote, you shouldn't be complaining.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for any independent opponent. I don't like Obama or McCain. I think you're getting the same thing, and I agree with Ron Paul.
So you agree with Ron Paul that they're the same. But we just heard these two callers who are so afraid of what the other one will do to the Supreme Court, and you know how important that is.
I just believe we should stay out of other people's businesses and just be strictly constitutionalist. That's it. Don't get in people's lives. Let them live their lives. And I'm a conservative Catholic, and I still agree with Ron Paul.
All right. Do you feel better or worse about the choices today than you did 3 months ago?
Worse.
What happened?
Ron Paul was beaten. He's not going to be able to be elected.
Okay, Jose, thanks a lot. We're going to move on to another Obama supporter, Lisa in Montclair. You're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, what's your number one reason for voting this year?
I want to bring integrity back to the White House.
Integrity.
I think there has been an absolute decimation of integrity over the last 8 years. I have been actually embarrassed to be an American over the last 8 years, and I think that Obama will really help bring that back.
Are you more or less partisan than your parents?
You know, I think I'm kind of equally partisan to my parents. I don't think I'm any less or more partisan. My parents are both very strong Democrats, and I was raised in a very strong Democratic home. You know, maybe I'm a little less partisan. I think I've become a little more of an independent thinker, and I don't just think just categorically across the board just because the Democrats, they're right. I really, really care a lot about the issues. But for me, the Democrats are usually more in keeping with my ideals.
All right. You're a one-person focus group, Lisa. Tell us what you think about this McCain spot that was released yesterday that we're going to play.
He's the biggest celebrity in the world. But is he ready to lead? With gas prices soaring, Barack Obama says no to offshore drilling and says he'll raise taxes on electricity. Higher taxes, more foreign oil. That's the real Obama.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
He approved that message, which also had images of Britney Spears and Paris Hilton showing Obama as celebrity rather than substantive. What were you thinking when you heard that?
To me, that's just Karl Rove at his best again. It's the same sort of framing and giving people an idea of what you think, and then they'll think it. You know, if you show it to them, you know, it's that whole book. Don't think of a pink elephant. Well, the minute you say, don't think of a pink elephant, what's the first thing you're going to think of? So it's exactly that. It's just trying to lead people into thinking he's some lightweight, flibberty gibbet like Britney Spears, and that's what he'll bring to the White House without any substance.
And before you go, do you think America's a great country?
I think America has great potential to be a great country again.
What once made America great to you?
To me, what made America great was the real, true sense of independence that people had and the real sense that they could really do something and succeed in this nation. Before education was decimated, before the integrity of Washington was taken away, I really think that people have lost that sense mm-hmm. that they count. The little guy doesn't count anymore.
All right,
it's
Lisa.
Really corporate America.
Thank
you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go to Ed in Soho, a McCain supporter. Hey, Ed, what's your number one reason for voting this year?
The number one reason is the thought that if Obama happened to win, then the House, the Senate, and the executive branch would be controlled by one party.
Mm.
And I think myself that that really is the significant element of this election that people don't talk about at all. And it's based on the obvious fact that there is no possibility of the Republicans providing any opposition in either the House and the Senate. And in talking to a lot of supporters of Obama, even most of them I've spoken to are, you know, really admit they're a little queasy about that.
So one party rule. Did you have a reaction to that new McCain ad? Have you seen it on TV with Britney Spears and the Paris Hilton or hear that audio?
Yeah, I didn't care for it. Clearly, McCain and his campaign are not very skillful. I think McCain is not a skillful politician. I just happen to believe firmly that based on his overall record as a senator, I have no doubt he would make an exemplary president. But the most of the campaign stuff on both sides, frankly, I don't pay too much attention to it.
What makes America a great country?
Well, I mean, that's a very big question. I certainly believe that. But I think it's in our history, in our what makes us, you know, a natural supporter of freedom and instinctively limit the excesses of government most of the time, which is, you know, we are a federal system. We don't have the baggage of, you know, a feudal past and all those things we learn in high school and college. I think there's a lot of, you know, historical reasons why we are great. I don't think there's anything, you know, intrinsically different between a Frenchman or an Englishman in any real sense. But if you look at our Constitution, our institutions, and our history, I think we are an exemplary system.
Ed, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. Thanks to all of you who called to tell us the number one reason that you are voting this year. It is the last hour before I'm off to vacation in the Adirondacks for the next 2 weeks, and we're doing a series of call-ins this hour. No guests, just you and me. Next one. The United Nations is in the news today, not for the usual reasons, but for ordering all air conditioning to be turned down during August to make it 5 degrees warmer inside. That's a conservation measure. But we were having a conversation in the office yesterday about people who travel around all summer with a sweater in their bag because the subway is too cold, restaurants are too cold, it's too cold at work, and movie theaters, forget about it. Are you one of those people? Have you ever complained? And if you have, did you get any joy? Does anyone actually turn down the air conditioner? Call us at 646-SPUDRAY, 646-778-3729, 646-778-3729. Have you ever complained that the air conditioning is too cold? And if you did anyone actually turn it down? And I would love to hear from anyone involved with the air conditioning at your place of business. Why does everyone keep the air conditioning so cold? You know, it really enrages people. This call in isn't really about this, but what really enrages people, including me, is walking down the street on a really hot day and passing a business with its doors open and the air conditioning coming out. Now, you know they're doing that to attract you in, but what a waste of energy. But why else do they keep it so cold? Do you really want to go into an ice cream store and be freezing cold? Does that inspire you to order ice cream on a hot day? Do you want to go into a restaurant and freeze? Do you want to go into the subway and freeze? Have you ever complained, and what happened when you did? And I would love to hear anyone call in who controls the air conditioning at your place of business. Why does everyone keep the air conditioning so cold? Or anyone who's actually ever asked to turn it down and gotten an answer. 646, look, our lines are full on this. 646-778-3729 or 646-SPUDRAY, 646-778-3729. And don't forget to start thinking of your predictions for later in the hour for the truly weird thing that will happen while I'm away the next 2 weeks.